Alright guys, welcome back to Plotted. I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Jana, and we are recording on a very cold day, bundled up on a couch.
Yes, very, very cold. Maybe not as cold as other people, because we realize that we are in the south. Undisclosed location, but we are in the south.
Except we are southern, and so it's anything under 80 degrees is like cold.
Oh, I'm freezing. Like, I haven't gotten warm all day.
Same, I was like wearing my Snuggie at work. But to prep for our movie today, Ashlyn, are you a gamer?
Yes. Not in like an extreme way, but in Mario Kart and Super Smash Brothers.
Well, do I have a movie for you? It's called Ready Player One.
Sounds like a dream.
I know. It's every gamer girl is in it.
I mean, honestly, are you sure? Are you sure girls can game?
I'm not, because I honestly can't see over my uterus most of the time. Which is why I only play farming games.
I only think about babies and being a wife. I don't think about cooking. Games. Useless.
Who needs video games? They're so violent. So Ashlyn picked Ready Player One as our movie because I just read the book and I have comments.
I have not read the book. So Jana's going to give us insight of how different it is, and I'm going to give insight of how amazing I think the movie is.
Because I literally have the book here and I have tabs. I want you to read this up here, this review.
Oh, I was like, Willy Wonka. Oh, okay. Enchanting. Willy Wonka meets the Matrix.
What about that makes you think of Willy Wonka? Like, just the movie.
Nothing about it. No.
Like, there's no golden ticket. Like, you're not chosen. You compete.
Yeah.
And the book makes extra no sense, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Yes.
So sit back, go watch Ready Player One if you haven't.
Yes, please watch it. It's amazing.
If you have, just stay tuned because we're about to break it down.
Yes, we are. All right, spoilers start now.
Okay, so let's break down this movie, not scene by scene because that would be a lot, but like big events because I got the book.
All right, well, let's describe the movie in three words.
Oh, I wasn't prepared.
I'll describe the movie in three words.
No, that was my three words.
I wasn't prepared! I'm sorry, I take that too literally.
For both, like literally both of them. The book and the movie. I wasn't prepared.
For some background, Jana told me she was reading this book and I was like, OMG, I love the movie. Yes, I want to know your thoughts, and then we have to watch the movie. What I was not expecting was the multiple texts that I got in those past 3 days describing in heavy detail just the terrible terrible plot points of this book.
I just text her because she's like, oh my gosh, you have to watch the movie. And I was like, is the movie anything like this in all caps in paragraphs?
It was.
And she was like, no.
There was a lot more sexual.
There's a lot, yeah.
Like situations in the
book.
Not
even situations, it's just like.
References?
References. And just, I'm like, is this supposed to be funny? Maybe I'm my uterus, you know, I don't get it.
We don't get it. We don't get.
We don't get jokes.
We don't get those jokes.
What is humor?
We're not funny.
What?
We're enjoying this too much, guys.
I know.
But yeah, so let's break it down. So really what the movie is about, it's a competition about winning the Oasis, which is this very popular gaming other dimension sort of
thing. It's a virtual reality because the world sucks.
Other dimension. So,
yeah. We're just portaling around. So if you win the competition, you get like $50 billion or whatever.
Yes.
And you get to rule the Oasis.
Exactly.
You become the High King.
High King.
So, yeah. But the thing is, James Halliday, the creator, is like, I never playtested these challenges. So, like, bloop, go get them.
Yes. And
go get them.
There's three keys. If you find all three keys, then you get the Easter egg and you win. And, of course, our main character is Parsifal or Wade.
Both.
They are the same.
Yeah. So that's his whole motivation. Win the game, get the money, so he can get in the book. It's so he can get off world. He wants to buy a spaceship and just be like, bye Earth, peace out.
There's another planet.
No, he just wants to buy a spaceship and like leave.
Is there a place to go?
No.
What is his motivation in this book?
He's like super selfish.
See, that...
Now that we've given a summary of the movie, do you want to talk about the character?
He hates people so much. He just wants to go on a spaceship and
he literally,
just float.
No, he's literally like, I'm just going to take my, like, one friend, H, and we're just going to go on a spaceship, even though he's never met H. at that point. He's like, we're just going to have a spaceship, have a bunch of cool junk in it. He does say that. I guess he wants a mansion in the movie.
He said he wants a mansion. Yeah. Like, on Earth. But, yeah, so...
Buckwheat is, like, a total overachiever and, like, superior or something. He's alpha male.
Oh, yeah.
This is beta. The movie is beta. So mid.
No, see, Wade in the movie, he's definitely flawed. He doesn't really, you can tell that he wouldn't figure this stuff out by himself.
Yeah.
The first one he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did figure out the first heist by himself. But even then, not really, because Artemis gave him that line, and then that made him spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so... He's also kind of awkward, definitely, you know, quirky teenager. Doesn't really understand love or relationships much yet. But that's, like, expected for, like, what is he, like, 14 to 16 years old?
He's, like, 18, 19 in the book, because he's about to graduate. In the book, he's 18 or 19. In the movie, he's probably 15, 16.
I have no idea how old he is in the movie. Mostly because they don't talk about school or anything like that.
No, yeah. Which is another thing, like, the book... Let me just break down the first act.
Okay.
In the book, it opens up with zero context. You don't know who Wade is. It literally opens up with Halliday, and he's like, here's this competition. Go get him. And basically, he's like, my life was pretty awesome, and the 80s are superior. Whoever, you know, wins the game, whatever.
Ah.
That it's the same thing. But then it opens up on Wade, who's, like, living in the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
All of the character, he lives with his aunt, his aunt's boyfriend, and like six other people because they rent out their RV.
Oh.
So it's like an Airbnb as well. Fancy.
Yes. Living the high life.
And he's like, I hate all of them. I just hate it. And then he like goes and he lives in his little hideout. And so the way that Oasis works in the book is you have to pay to go to any other world. But you don't have to pay. Yeah. So I'm like, what? But you don't have to pay if you are going to school. So he literally just stays on the school planet Ludus. And that's where he, like, stumbles upon the first Geeky.
No.
Yeah. And then everyone else figures out, because, like, oh, he literally can't leave his planet because he's poor. So it must be there.
No, I see. I like the movie. I like that.
Yeah.
It was like, this is completely, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
Do whatever you want.
Well, they definitely say that in the book. He's like, yeah, if you have money, like, you can do this and this and this. But I can't because I'm, like, poor and I'm such a loser and no one likes me. And, like, no one likes me. I'm such a loser.
That's the thing in the movie.
But I say everything right and I do everything right. So I don't understand why I'm such a loser. That's literally his mentality.
He did tell me he was a pick me guy.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm such a victim. But also, like, I'm gonna slay this person with my words. I'm so sassy. I'm so suave. I know what to do in every situation. I know more than you. I hate Buckwheat.
He sounds like a
he's one of those guys that would call himself a Sigma male.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then be like, whatever. I draw energy for myself.
I don't need anyone.
I don't need anything.
And then go on a spaceship and be alone.
Right. But that's literally the first.
It's just part. Interesting because in the movie, the whole point of saving the Oasis is so they don't have to pay to do stuff.
Right, right.
And then in the book, that's... So, like, what is the motivation for him to find the keys?
He wants to find them because he's obsessed with Halliday. He wants to, you know, have money to build his mansion, whatever. The only thing Sorrento and his guys want to do is they just want to charge a subscription fee. Like Netflix. And, like, I could see how that would ruin just a lot of people. However... Within the context of the book, it's like you're already having to pay to do everything else anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. And it didn't seem like in the book as many people were obsessed with the Oasis. Like, they show in the movie, like, everyone in Stax is playing it. Like, his aunt's boyfriend is playing it. No. It's like, it's just him and some other people.
So, like, not everyone's invested in the Oasis.
No, not everyone.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Because in the movie, it makes sense to why this is such a big deal. It's because everyone wants to play. Everyone
and they
plays
do,
it.
They say, like, there's a big majority of people. But then Wade carries himself around, like, ugh, no one else, like...
No one understands me.
No one understands me. I'm such a gamer boy, you know, whatever. Rar XD.
Rar XD? See, yeah.
I really love the book. Can you tell...
Yeah, and you also said, see, and so, like, Wade was definitely not the same. I know Artemis wasn't the same either.
No. So this book definitely treats women like you're either a love interest or you're a roadblock. Sometimes you're both. So Kira, like Kira Halliday's girlfriend, Ogden's like wife.
Yeah.
She's basically the Yoko Ono of the Beatles. Oh, no. So she breaks up Halliday and Ogden, and they have a big falling out, and so they haven't spoken in years in the book.
Yeah.
And then Kira dies, and you're like, okay, well, what was the point of that? So that's how they treat that female. Now I'm speaking like them. I know,
this is like the female.
So that's how they speak them. That's how they treat them. Artemis doesn't have a backstory. She's literally just a pretty... She's like the manic pixie dream girl. Like, she's spunky and, like... I just think of, like, the anime stereotypes. Like, you know, the girls are like, you're such an idiot. I don't like you like that. Ugh. And then you're like, you do. Why are you making such a big deal of it? Like,
yeah, so... Cause
it, like, and then, like, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love with her, even though she pushes me away at every turn. And I'm like, take a hint.
Oh, no.
Take a hint. But then in this book, it's like, oh, but she actually does like him. That's the twist.
No, see, that's such a trope where it's like, oh, she just doesn't want to admit her feelings. Or even, like, so you can switch it and say, like, oh, he doesn't want to admit his feelings. Like, sometimes...
Right.
You need to take it at face value.
Right. So I think it's time for me to segue into a dramatic reading because I do have the book.
Yes.
So, Ashlyn, would you like to play Artemis?
Of course.
Because it is laid out like a script. At least this part is. The book is... majorly like normal narrative, but then this is like a chat log.
Oh my god.
Where do I want to start? There's so much.
That was just one side of me, the side I chose to show you.
Well, I liked that side. And if you showed me your other sides, I'm sure I'd like those too.
You say that now, but I know how these things work. Sooner or later, you'll demand to see a picture of the real me.
I'm not the sort who makes demands. Besides, I'm definitely not going to show you a photo of me.
Why? Are you butt ugly?
You're such a hypocrite.
So, answer the question, Claire. Are you ugly?
I must be.
Why?
The female of the species has always found me repellent.
I don't find you repellent.
Of course not. That's because you're an obese man named Chuck, chatting up young boys online.
So you're a young man?
Relatively young.
Relative to what?
To a 53-year-old guy like you, Chuck. And that's literally, the female of the species part. I was like...
The female of the species!
Finds me repellent.
How is this a romantic scene?
It's not. So many of their scenes, and you're like, okay, I like the cute banter, the whole like, oh, Claire and Chuck, like, because they think they're lying about their IDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they throw it around so, like, often that I'm like, it's not funny anymore.
No, it definitely goes on for too long.
And there's so much of this where it's, like, this back and forth, and you're like, this isn't romantic in the slightest. At least not from the female perspective.
And how this is written, too. You can definitely tell this was a screenwriter that wrote this.
Right, right. Yeah, he was a Ernest Cline was a screenwriter.
Oh, guys, yeah. So pretty much, like Janice said, everything is written out.
Well, that's just part of it. It's a text log between them because they're like, oh, we've like just met. We should Wade literally being like, we should date. Two friends in a room, they might kiss. But the rest of it is like these big chunks of exposition.
Oh wow.
About the 80s.
No, see, I don't know that much about the 80s.
Me neither.
I was like, everyone's obsessed with the 90s, not the 80s, guys. But, yeah, no. The thing is, with Artemis in this movie, it's really cool because she does have an actual backstory.
Yeah.
Her father died in one of these labor camps, and she is trying to save the world from everyone becoming involved in the labor camp, which I think you mentioned. The labor camps aren't really even mentioned until the last 50 pages.
Yeah, because Wade gets himself arrested to, like, save everyone.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's, you know, self-sacrificing white man.
That's so... It just seems like... What the movie did was they broke down Wade's character and put his experience into all these other characters and made backstories.
Yes.
While in this book, it's all Wade all the time. He's the one that goes through all this trauma. And right. It's supposed to be from everyone.
If I had a dollar for every time he says in this book, oh, Star Wars, that's kind of my specialty. Oh, gaming, that's kind of my specialty. Oh, this movie from the 80s that no one has seen in their life. I've kind of memorized it because it's my favorite. And you're like, of course it's all the things that you've memorized. Like, you're special in everything except for getting women, which you bring up all the freaking time.
Well, she ends up getting, like, with her at the end.
Yeah, no, at the end it ends with them.
After, like, stalking her, though.
Yeah, no, there's a long sequence in the book where he's like, so they have the dance.
Yeah.
Like, that's in the movie. The dance in the book is actually they're invited to Ogden's birthday party. And the big fight happens. Well, obviously, he's like, oh, I told her my feelings. I love you. And she's like, you realize we're competing right now, right? Like, I need this money to save. She in the book is like, I'm going to save the world in the vaguest terms. And you're like, okay, cool.
But she doesn't say why.
No, or she's like the world is. Sucks. I'm just going to save it. And you're like, okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Me too.
No plan K.
Right. So the thing happens. Ogden like vaporizes all the bad guys. He's like, how dare you like storm into my birthday party? And I was like, go off, King.
Go off, King. Ganem.
I know. I was like, let's go. And then she just leaves. Artemis just leaves. Like, they don't have a goodbye or anything. She just leaves. And then Parzival spends freaking, I don't even know, several chapters. Like, I just don't know what my life is anymore. All I did was tell her how I feel, and now I'm the bad guy? Like, I'm distracting her from this noble quest? Like, maybe it's not that noble, because she's want to do it with me.
Oh my god.
How am I the problem? I don't get it. And then he's like, I don't even know how I feel about her anymore. To the point where he literally, like, this might be a little explicit. He literally buys a sex doll. They don't talk about it that much, but he's like, yeah, I bought it. But like, you know, it's whatever. It's not like the real thing. And I'm like, why did I need to know that? I didn't need to know that. No. I didn't want to know that.
Isn't this a Y? It's YA.
It is YA.
And I mean, like, no, I totally get the whole, like, there's definitely going to be stuff like that. But
I know. I was just like, this is not
this
what.
This is not.
And especially, like, as someone who does like to play game, like, I love gaming, for if it's Animal Crossing or like
literally anything.
Literally you, anything. You I will play anything. Yeah. I suck at shooters, but I'll play them. I'm like, this isn't appealing to me, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's not my gaming experience. I've never been like, oh, I'm so lonely. Because I've always found people that are like, you want to talk about Animal Crossing? And it's like, yes!
I know! That's what I was saying. Whenever we first started watching the movie, I was like, look, there's Batman!
Batman?
Like the Iron Giant!
I guess I just really didn't like Wade in the book because he was like, I am, like, I know everything, you know nothing, why don't I have any friends? And I'm like, maybe because you don't try. Maybe because you're a jerk.
Yeah, I was like, no one is attracted to that kind of personality.
No, and you can tell in the book they're trying to work it up to like, oh, he's super prideful, he needs to ask for help, because at the end, like in the movie, all the people die, and it's just him. I can't remember what the final challenge is, but they're all like talking him through it. But in the back of his mind, he's like, well, yeah, I kind of knew that, but it's fine. This just isn't my strongest like 80s game. And I'm like, you're not really getting help.
Yeah,
and the help you got was your idea. So
yeah.
There's no character arc. It is a flat line.
See, and I think the character arc in the in this movie was kind of him building up enough confidence to complete it by himself.
Yeah.
Though he did have help and they were protecting him, but it wasn't.
Right.
There were definitely, it didn't seem smug at all.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the movie, like, made me feel the intended emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It made me care about the characters. Especially the scene where the stacks blow up. That
yeah.
was a good, like, in the movie.
Oh, what is the dark humor you're telling me?
So, while we were watching it, you know, that's a really intense scene if you've seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But in the book, literally, you get a page, and it's like, oh, man, the stack blew up. I'm so devastated. Even though I kind of hated my aunt and my uncle, it was only old Mrs. Gilmore that I actually cared about.
What?
So it isn't a driving motivation. It's literally like, this is mentioned in passing.
That would make me hate the character, where it's
no,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my aunt and uncle just died.
Yeah.
They were mean, but
that's
so I guess I don't really care.
That's literally how it read. And I'm sitting there just like laughing to myself darkly because I'm like, you wouldn't care. You can't get your head out of the 80s long enough to actually look at someone.
Right, I just care about this one person, but not my family. It's like,
right.
Okay, yeah, no, your family were jerks and we don't like them, but you still
right,
feel
right.
something.
He has the gall later, like in the final few pages, to be like, you killed my aunt and old Mrs. Gilmore, who did nothing wrong. And I'm sitting there like, dude, you cared for maybe a page.
Yeah.
Maybe a page. And it wasn't that intense either. It was just like, it exploded. And then all the news outlets were just like, oh, another meth lab blew up. Like, it wasn't this big thing. he did release Sorrento's like security footage later, but it wasn't like in the movie. Like, that's good storytelling. You want to be in the moment, like, oh my gosh, this horrible cataclysmic thing is happening. Like, we're at the point of no return. That happens, and like 3 years pass before they find the next key. And like, that is never mentioned again.
Well, and I was hideous. No, what was funny was whenever he did confront him about killing the aunt, and he was like, you killed my mom's sister.
We're like, I know.
What?
I'm like, that's a funny way to say aunt.
I was like, you really, like, you must have really not liked her. Because you're like, I'm related partially.
That's why a lot of the reviews I found upon finishing the book, they said, I feel like this is a self-insert fan wish fulfillment book for the author. And I went, I can see it.
What is that video? Was it a video? No, it was a story. That story we watched where she was the main character and the villain.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, what was
that? We read the fan fiction, Trapped in an Island with Josh Hutcherson.
Yes.
Such a good book.
That's exactly what this is.
It's on Wattpad. If anyone wants to read it, you should.
Yes, it's pretty much she was the main character, and I think she got fed up with her main characterness, and she became the villain as well. What was it, Katie, then Catherine?
Katie, yeah, it was something like that.
It was like Kate and Catherine, oh my
God. All of them. I'm trying to find anything else I had tabbed that I wanted you to rank. Oh, okay, there's a lot of redundancies. Mainly, a lot of the problems I had was the dialogue and all the exposition in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a bit of cringy dialogue, if you wanted to read that.
Where do I start?
Right here, I think this is a conversation between Wade and Shoto, also known as Sho in the thing.
This is the last two lines?
Yeah, just the last two lines, just the redundancies in them.
All right. It's not over until the fat lady is singing, right? I nodded. It's not over until it's over, and it's not over yet.
I know, I'm like, is that supposed to be a joke? Because it's just, you don't need both those.
Let's count how many overs there are.
There's too many.
One, two, three, four. Oh my God.
You don't need that many. And like, these two characters don't know, like, they know each other. In the book, Daito dies.
Yes.
Sorrento kills him.
Wait, in real life?
Yes. They throw him out a window, which is why I gasped when that guy almost jumped out a window in like the opening scene.
Oh.
So they literally find him and throw him out a window.
You really did. You were like, is that what I think it is?
Just like, holy crap, this is early. And him and Shoto are actually not related in real life in the book. They just call each other brothers for some reason.
I don't think they're actually related in the movie either.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
entirely sure, though.
I don't know. But anyway, so...
But yeah.
They just have this whole thing where like, yeah, we're going to go get revenge. Well, honestly, I would have rather read Shoto getting revenge than Wade being stupid. All of this is summary. I guarantee it. Or exposition. God.
Yeah, no. If we ever talk about writing, which I will in this one moment, repetition is not a good thing, guys.
It's not. It breaks up the flow.
It really does. So, like, for example, let's see. It's not over until the fat lady is singing, right? Literally, he can just say, I nodded. It.
Right.
Or he can say yes, or just like, she hasn't sang yet. Like, it's like, yeah, there's other things. Like, right. There's ways to fix it.
But Mr. Wade Watts has to have the last word in every single scene. I swear to God. I hate this man. I can't remember what I tabbed this one for.
Let's see. What is this tab?
It's probably up here because it's high.
Oh, Artemis had led me to believe that in reality she was somehow hideous, but now I saw that nothing could have been farther from the truth. To my eyes, the birthmark did absolutely nothing to diminish her beauty. If anything, the face I saw in the photo seemed even more beautiful to me than that of her avatar, because I knew this one was real.
Such a feminist hero, Wade Watts.
Wade Watts.
Even though they spend pages of dialogue being like, you're actually a fat guy that lives in his mother's basement.
Yeah, for real.
So appearance means a lot.
Shall we bring it all the way back to He's All That? Bring it all back.
Our favorite movie.
Oh my God. I still reference it sometimes.
Move me to tears.
Move me to tears. Literal tears.
Crying
of agony.
Crying.
But anyway, so yeah, we would say from Jana, how would you rate the similarity between the books and the movie?
I still think in the movie some of the dialogue is really cringe to me.
Oh yeah, what was the scene? It was the scene where they picked her up.
Right, and H said something like, oh yeah, the girl walking and looking like she's on another planet. Yep, that's her. And I was like, okay.
You're like,
I was like, I heard the joke, but it didn't land.
like close, but not yet.
that was the thing that I really liked about the movie. Like I said, like the intensity and the emotion was there. In the book, it just completely flat.
Yeah.
But I also like that up until the last game, us as the viewers, we had opportunities to like figure out the puzzles and yes. like solve it. Let's talk about that. And because in the books, and Ashlyn can talk about this more than I can because she writes like games and puzzles and stuff in her novels. The books don't give you an opportunity to solve them at all.
No, see, and that's the thing. That's whenever, like, for example, we were watching the movie, and in the second puzzle, it's, like, apparently there's a lot of 80s sort of references in the book. And
saying a lot is actually an understatement. It's the entire book.
Well, in the movie, they do, too. They do that as well, but they actually reference things that we know are from the
yes.
movies.
Or just things that you recognize, like a DeLorean, yes. Or like, you know,
The Shining.
The Shining, I know what that is.
Yeah.
The book is like, it has to be obscure or you're a fake fan. Like, it's gatekeeping. It's gatekeeping the 80s.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's the thing. No one really knows that much about the 80s unless you grew up in the 80s. Sorry. Right. So it's like, the demographic that you're going for is not YA, because YA people now yeah. don't know what's going on.
That's what I'm having to write a paper or a couple sentences to be like, how would you use this with teens for my class? And I'm like, I would use it with adults probably to get them into reading.
How would you use that book with teens?
I honestly literally wrote, if they like video games, you know, I'd recommend this to get them into reading because it's about video games.
If they love
game.
Vintage video games.
Right. But then I also was like, there is literally little to no diversity. It was very much thrown in there and mm-hmm. doesn't affect anything. Mm-hmm. And Wade is not relatable. He's such a jerk.
And Wade is not someone to look up to.
No, not in the book.
I'm all about confidence. Let's keep, mm-hmm. definitely be confident in what you know and what you do. Understood. But it should not be your whole personality.
No.
Even
or at least
it's not a good thing.
Make it a fatal flaw, like character development. Make it
yes.
a fatal flaw
and,
or something.
Or, yeah. You can definitely have too much ego. Mm-hmm. And then we see them fail. That's because
right.
that is what, in reality, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, in the book, Wade's biggest failure was like, Artemis doesn't love me back. I can't believe she's the villain. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, you are the villain.
It's you. You pushed all your friends away.
Yes.
It's you. But anyway, back to the games. We just get also off track. No, the book is literally like, he will just be thinking about the riddle or whatever for several freaking 100 years. And then be like, oh, it's actually a reference to this 5-second clip within this movie, Ferris Bueller, and blah, 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 and this is where I need to go. Or like the first one was like a Dungeons & Dragons thing, which we know so little about. We played like one campaign. One short thing.
And we
thing.
Were struggling through
yeah.
it. In a good way.
Right, but he was like, oh, it's from this thing and this thing. I know exactly what to do. And then he goes into this labyrinth, and I'm like, oh, okay, so maybe we'll get some labyrinth puzzles. Nope. He's like, I already know exactly where all the traps are because I memorized the Dungeons & Dragons lore. So there's none of that. And then he has to play this old video game called Joust against a monster, and then mm-hmm. he gets the key. So it was like, I don't get to participate as the reader in this.
Oh, so pretty much it's like you don't get to... Because, okay, like, for example, for Six of Crows.
Yeah.
He is an example of a character that plots out everything. And
Kaz?
He's right.
Yes. Oh, I love Kaz.
But she writes it in such a way to where you don't think she has this or he has mm-hmm. this. So whenever you're still figuring out with them, even though he has the answer in his back pocket.
Right.
That does not seem like
or
that
even
would be this
like,
character.
Like the Sherlock series on BBC, where it is like you do have to really pay attention, but then sometimes you get those aha moments. Like the first episode. Spoilers if you haven't seen Sherlock, but that first episode, if you figured out it was the taxi driver, like
yeah.
before the big reveal, and you're like, I'm smart, I know things.
Yeah, no, for real. I think I always would figure stuff out like five, like maybe a minute
right.
before he did, and I was like, it's the taxi driver. Like,
or
so
even
smart.
When we watched last night in Soho, and we're like, it was her.
OMG.
And
last
you get
night in
that,
Soho was on so
I know, you get that like aha moment. It was just so satisfying as like a consumer. But
yeah.
the book doesn't deliver. The movie does.
Yeah,
yeah, it does. I didn't like the last puzzle because it didn't.
Yeah, the last puzzle was rushed in the movie, I would say, because like everything else, like they figured
right.
it out, they found it, and it was like, oh, they found the castle, and they're playing this, they're trying to figure out games. And they didn't even figure out that it was the adventure one. He just knew exactly
yeah.
how to, like,
right.
what he was looking for.
And I guess that was thrown in there for the people who liked the book, because that was like a thing that was referenced in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even remember the last puzzle. Oh, the last puzzle was like, all three of the players had to bring their keys and all turn them at the same time. And they opened the door, and then they all conveniently died, leaving only Wade alive. And I was like, is Wade the villain? I think he is.
That's such favoritism, though. It's like you chose him.
Also, there's this whole other thing where it was like, if your avatar dies, like, you can't create the same avatar again. Like, you have to create a whole new profile. And I was like, that is so tedious. Imagine all the usernames.
Oh, didn't you tell me? So in this, in the movie, there's labor camps, and they're like, have to do the manual labor in those. Yeah. Please tell us what they have to do in the real life.
In the book, so in the movie, obviously, like, their labor is, like, I don't know, freaking becoming terrorists in the Oasis or something. Mm. In the book, it is so much worse to me personally because they have to be Oasis IT help desks.
Yes.
And so I was like, oh, this is my own personal hell. I would hate this. Mm. And like the whole climax of the book is Wade's like, I know how to hack into the IOI system. Because I'm a hacker man.
Amongst other things.
Right. Amongst other things. So he gives himself a fake like ID. He gets himself into major credit card debt. And then they come and get him. I think his name is like Bryce Lynch. Because he like, they think they killed him in the stacks. But he actually like graduated high school and moved.
How would they not know he was alive if he graduated high school?
I don't know. Mm. There's a lot in the book. Yeah. Too much. So, and it happens over like 7 years. Like they don't find any of these keys for like so long.
Now, in the 7 years, is that like right when he dies until then? Or is it like years before?
Yeah. So the book starts with his invitation to play. Yeah. And then 2 years later, Wade finds the first key, and then they find the second key, and it takes them, like, 2 more years. And I think at that point, like, him and Artemis, like, break up or whatever. And then it takes them, like, another year, I think, to, like, figure out the crystal key.
Yeah, but I like the fast pace and the ready play.
Yes, it gives you urgency.
It's a race, yes.
It makes you be like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? And it would be like that.
Have to figure it out before the other person figures it out.
It would be like that in little spurts in the book. Because you're like, oh my gosh, they're like right on your tail. And then it was like, oh, you always win no matter what. I mean, there were times when Artemis would get ahead of him, but I'm like, no, with this big of an ego, unless something really crazy happens, he's gonna win it all.
It's almost like, kind of reminds me of Dune, where it's like, I wonder if he'll make it. I'm like, well,
he always makes it.
I was like, he is the savior. Like, prophesied.
That'd be really, really embarrassing if he died in the middle.
Like, that would be very interesting.
Awkward.
Listen, we need to write a book about that.
I know. Well, I felt like that was Game of Thrones with, like, Ned. And you're like, he's the hero. He's not the hero anymore.
We're like, yeah, do the right thing. What happened?
Sorry, but Game of Thrones has been out for a while, so if you didn't know...
Yeah, if you didn't know, listen, we said spoilers press this part. Right. Prepared.
Just all of it, because we're crazy women.
Well, we spoiled Sherlock the first episode.
I said that. I said spoiler.
You're just gonna have to...
just roll with it.
Roll with it.
Yeah. No, I liked the movie. I did. Was it the best movie ever? No. It wasn't my favorite Spielberg work, but I compared to the book... I like the movie.
What is your favorite Spielberg?
I really love the emotion in E.T. and like.
Oh, I hate E.T.
Oh, you don't like E.T.
I don't know why. I just do.
I love it because he's so creepy. Nerdy. This is my Wade Watts moment because I know Steven Spielberg. He is creepy. He wrote it after his parents' divorce, or like he channeled all of his anger from his parents' divorce into E.T.
Oh.
No, he was, like, an adult when he wrote it.
Oh, was it, like, childhood trauma that you channeled?
Yes. So I was like, okay, why go to therapy when you could write a best-selling movie?
Same.
But I also love, like, also the rage he put into, like, Poltergeist.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
You wouldn't like it.
Okay, but I understood.
Fun factoid, they used actual corpses in one of the scenes. And the people were, like, in a pool with them. And I was like, ooh, this is why this movie's cursed. I don't think so, but it was, like, the 80s.
Cursed?
Yeah, I think all the actors, like, died.
Definitely not watching that movie.
I know. My dad was like, you gotta watch this. It's so good. And I think my mom, too. So at my house now, we'll just be like, this house is cleansed. Because that's what the voodoo lady says.
Oh.
When she cleans the house of the spirits.
I can't believe we all died.
That's a whole other conversation. But yeah, no, those are my two
movie idea.
But I also love Jaws. I just really like Steven Spielberg.
Jaws was good
because it was like his first one, and it was like so iconic. Well, and that their shark broke on the first day of filming, so they're like, "Oh frick, what are we gonna do?
We gotta figure it out."
I know. I was like, "Bro, this is so relatable to me because I would."
Yeah,
that's my writing style. Be like, "Oh no, it didn't work."
Jaws was good. It definitely created a lifelong fear of sharks for me.
Yeah,
I was at the Billie Eilish concert the other day. There's one of the
flex on girl.
Yes. No, but one of the backgrounds is like a shark coming at you as she was singing. I was like, ah.
And you're like, where was my trigger warning?
For real, like I really am deathly afraid. Like my knees go weak. Mm-hmm. I was like, this. Can't watch
it's
it.
It's true. I've seen it.
Like, it's bad. Like, if there's no... You ever, like, scroll through and there's, like, reels and there's, like, shark? I jump out my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
One of my friends showed me one of those at a coffee shop the other day, and she's like, I'm just going to warn you. It's going to make you jump. And I was like, no, it's not, because I'm egotistic. And I almost spilled my tea. I had a very physical, visceral reaction to it.
One time I showed my mom a scary thing. Because I watched it. Someone sent it to me. And I was like, oh, yeah, ghost. I'm like, can I see the ghost? And then just, like, jump scared at me. And I, like, died. So I came into my mom. And I was like, here. So I put it in front of her. She's watching it with a straight face. And then, like, the jump scare happens. She looks up. And she puts her hand on her heart. And she's like, that scared me. Completely. Didn't even move. I was like, are you sure? She's like, oh, that scared me.
You're like, okay. Did it really, though?
I don't believe you.
Are you saying that that's hurt my feelings?
I literally almost fell off my chair.
Yeah.
You didn't even blink.
Right. Anyway, circling back to the freaking movie.
Going back.
Yes, I enjoyed the movie compared to the book. Yes. Is it my favorite movie? No. There are definitely issues, but, like, after reading the book, it was very refreshing.
Yes.
To have a storyline that, like, made sense. It wasn't, like, obscure 80s reference, obscure 80s, long exposition about Holiday. Like, just make the movie about Holiday.
Just make the movie about Holiday.
If you're gonna spend all this time talking about him, just make it about him, like, seeing the world dying, so he creates this revolutionary, like, video game.
It doesn't really save the world at all, but anyway.
Or even, like, him being like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean for people to hate reality so much that they, like, don't want to even participate in it anymore.
Yeah.
Also, the kill switch at the end, how he's so... Even in the book and the movie, where he's just like, this is our big red button. Don't press it unless you want to. Wink, wink. Okay, yeah. Bye. There's no protection over it or anything. It's just there.
Have fun, don't press it. Okay, bye.
Do what you want.
I think he low-key wants someone to press it. He's like, press the button.
It's I have not read the sequel, but working in a library, I worked...
Shall we look up how the sequel ends?
You can if you want. I'm going to tell the story, though.
Go ahead.
I was working in the library when the second book released, and they hated it. Like, I would have patrons check it out, and then they'd return it, and I'd be like, oh, I'm kind of interested in reading that. Because I hadn't read the first one, so I didn't know. And they're like, it's the worst. I didn't like it. And, like, Goodreads had all these bad reviews.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, Ready Player 2. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and they're like, wow, original.
Let's see.
How does it end?
Where did Samantha elect to stay on Earth? Apparently, there was an election.
Oh.
Where they get married and pregnant with a daughter they plan on naming Kara. Soto and Kiki have their son, Dieto?
Daito,
my bad.
That's the other guy in the movie. That's in the movie! Oh my gosh.
Who died in Pretty... Og.
Og was the... Ogden was the best character in the book and the movie. Hands down.
Aw, man.
But yeah, everyone hated that. They also hated the sequel to Call Me By Your Name, so if you're planning on reading it, don't. Literally, you know, one of my patrons came up and was like, don't read this. And I was like, okay.
Oh, they all scatter everywhere. So pretty much, spoilers, they stay on Earth and have babies.
Oh, finally, the women can get pregnant.
That's
and
what
so they
wanted this whole time.
I know, that's all they wanted. That's all the backstory you need.
Oh, she becomes a wife and gets... Some people have all the luck.
Also, because I saw the images of the avatars, they did such a better job of the avatars in the movie.
How were the avatars in the book?
They're like, you can be any race or class, and, you know, there are elves and trolls, and it's so much fun. I became a slightly more muscular version of myself.
No.
And then Artemis literally looks like herself just without her her birthmark. And H is a really buff, tall, white man. Mm. Which she gets into, and it makes sense because she's like, oh, like, white men get more opportunities. But within this narrative, it's very tossed in there, so, like, felt like forced representation to me. But also it was like, okay, but a white man is also saving everyone in this book. So it's like, I see your point.
Savior.
But the book is literally saying no.
No, I'm so done with that. No, I really liked how it really legit you could be anything.
Right. And everyone's, like, living their best life, being whatever they want.
Yeah.
So that's why when they threw that out there about H and her backstory, I was like, but the Oasis, I thought, was, like, their one place that they could be, like, who they truly are.
Yeah.
So it didn't make a lot of sense to me. I was like, I see you trying to force the diversity, Mr. Klein, but it's not...
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I was like, you have to be very careful because it's like, are you being diverse? Because are you like actually integrating it into your book, or are you just putting it in there so you don't get canceled later? Like,
yeah, or pulling a J.K. Rowling on us. I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Klein. I would hope that he's being genuine, but I don't know.
So for this movie, does it need a rewrite, or do we keep it the way it is?
I would rewrite parts of it, but honestly, like...
Like the dialogue, some of it?
Yeah, just the dialogue. Just because, like, for me, when I write dialogue, I like to have them banter. And, like, the banter makes sense and not, like, beating a dead horse. You know, like...
Yeah,
Chuck. You know? But honestly, compared to the book, I wouldn't change the movie at all. Because I'm like, this is so much better than my reading experience.
Keep it. Burn the book.
I know so many people who are like, man, the movie sucked. The book was so good. And I'm like, I cannot relate. I'm glad you enjoyed the book. I'm in the minority here because I felt very... It honestly, the book gives me flashbacks to toxic Twitter. You know how on Twitter people gatekeep like fandoms and stuff? That's how it felt, because it was like, you're never nerdy enough.
No.
And I definitely was in those friend groups. And
what's the thing whenever like a girl or someone, they wear like a band t-shirt and they're like, name three songs. It's like, what the hell? Right.
Oh, you're a vegan? Name three types of milk.
Yeah,
or was like, what?
What do you eat?
What? I'm just expressing what I like, you guys.
Yeah, it's like I like. All the time, where it's like I'm gluten free. Why? Because I want to. I don't know.
It's like it wasn't a choice that I consciously made.
I know. It's like you don't have to. It was like you don't have to be gluten free. You can cheat. Well, thank you. I really want to, but I can't.
You're like, it's a medical condition.
And then I see mozzarella sticks, and I'm like, maybe.
How much too high? How bad can I feel today?
Will this hurt for a long time? Maybe. But for 5 seconds, be amazing.
That's me, though, being lactose intolerant. I literally just drank whole milk.
I know you do. I was like,
oh, well, I'll just ruin my day tomorrow.
Days, it's like, I made this thing. And you're like, okay. Some days you're like, I kiss the cheese. Some days you're like, I shan't.
I know, I'm like, I kind of feel good about myself right now. Like, later, maybe.
I don't want to mess this up. It's going good.
Right. And it's like,
when I get in a worse mood, I will.
Once I have a bad day, I'll let you get back to you on that.
I'll need the cheese.
Right. Give me the cheese. I don't know, is there anything you would change or rewrite about the movie?
Honestly, I love
that movie.
Since
you haven't read the book.
I have watched this movie 5 times, and every time I'm like, masterpiece. So no, I love it.
I'm like, good soup.
Good soup. This is good soup.
I was telling, okay, but like, if the Oasis was real, like, what would your ideal, I don't know, planet? In the book, they make planets for themselves. That's how Artemis and, I keep wanting to call him Will, Wade make their own like fortresses and their own ideal like lands.
It would be
that's how he stalked her, by the way. I know you had asked me about that, like he just so they weird. Had their own like little houses, but I kept thinking about that. I was like, I would just want like my own little Animal Crossing like reality, and no one else could come.
I would like want a crystal palace.
Yeah,
yes,
just
with like furs and stuff. I don't know,
you know, just like a not castle real furs, building
obviously. Yeah,
I was like, I would live in Stardew Valley or Animal Crossing if I could, or like Persona.
Oh, you mean like an actual place?
Yeah, like if you have to live in a game. But yes, Crystal Palace.
If I had a
yes.
game.
I was trying to think. I was like, what game is that?
No, it's not a game. It's just one made up.
Would you like to live in the rage-inducing Super Mario Brothers world?
I would visit that place often, honestly.
I'd be like, I hate this so much.
Oh, you know what? Breath of Wild. I would live there.
That is a pretty game. Yeah.
I'm figuring out
slaying the monsters.
After Zelda, the palace, but after, you know, after what's-his-face is gone.
Oh.
Gollum.
Calamity Ganon.
Gollum.
Calamity Ganon.
Calamity Ganon.
Ganon. Gollum. Gollum. Gonorrhea. I don't know.
Either way, it's evasive. It needs to go.
He needs to leave, and then I will just inhabit.
Inhabit. Zelda and Link, they're like, yeah, yeah, like, go away. Mine now? I know. Go by.
I was like, they're introducing the movie in the first few minutes, and like, oh, the Oasis, and you can do all these things. And I'm like, ooh, Minecraft. That's where I will park myself. No,
Minecraft was like the first thing. She was like, yes.
Because I'm like,
sold.
Yeah, sold. I will take it.
Give me the money.
I would maybe buy the, like, pain-inducing rig that they had in the movie, in the book for that.
Yeah.
Because I would be like, yes, the grass.
But wait, what about those little creeper things?
Oh, yeah, there are those.
No.
I just do the thing where I'm like, this is my safe little island, and I will build a house.
And farm.
And sometimes I will choose violence.
And sometimes I will choose go hunting.
I know. Every once in a while, I'll be like, Assassin's Creed. But then I'm like, ooh, Farmville.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah. That is it.
That is it. So we will see you, or you will listen to us, or we'll talk to you.
One day we'll have an outro, I swear.
We really don't know what to say. Eventually. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Let's just say that.
We'll talk to you later. Go and watch a movie. Right. Make some popcorn for us.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm like, I think Steven Spielberg probably lobbied for like, oh, we should like connect it to like, Sorrento killed his parents. And I'm like, yeah, that would make sense.
Right.
Hello.
Hey. Josh is coming on the bike, Kelvin.
Josh is coming over with a bike. What's up, dude?
Hi.
We couldn't make it off the couch to actually make it to our recording room.
Yeah.
So this is just happening.
Oh, is this a podcast?
It is. Yeah. Welcome. This is all going to get cut. That's why I have my fancy gaming headphones on.
Yeah.
Because we watched the gaming movie.
We did.
We'll be featured on your podcast. You're not going to leave this in?
Maybe.
The movie they were talking about, I just want to say that I absolutely loved it.
I mean, well, that sucks because we hated it.
I've never been more inspired by a movie in my entire life, and my whole life is gonna change.
Oh man, Ready Player One was such a great movie. The book was even better.
Oh, the book.
They're just gonna be in the background. I don't care.
That's fine.
Don't care enough. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay.
And scene.
Scene. Wow, Ashlyn, I can't believe we just played two extra characters by ourselves.
We really did. The voice changes. You just don't even know.
My balls dropped. Speaking of ball jokes.
Oh my god.